Good morning. Masechet Chulin, Daf Mem Dalet. Okay, mud or dam. Okay, it's actually we're dealing with dam here. We're dealing with more than dam than mud. Yeah, we're dealing more with dam than the mud. It's a gematria for dam. Yes, it's a gematria for mud as well. Okay. I'll say it's Chulin. Right, that's what I say. We're dealing more with dam than with blood. Okay. All right. Let's go. So now, we got up to yesterday, we ended off with the story of Rava. We were pretty surprised at Rava, and that he was Machmir, and we learned an interesting cloud that the Chumras of Beit Shammah Hillel you can't do, right? And you basically, the Gemara called, use a pasuk like, Ksil b'chosh Hillel, you're a fool. And Ike Beit Shammah k'kudin k'chumarin, Ike Beit Shammah k'kudin k'chumarin, right? So now the Gemara said like this, Hagu v'kashya. We've got an inherent problem in what you just said. Good, look here. Amarta le'olam halacha k'divrei Hillel. Look how, let's go back a second to that mem gimel amud bet at the bottom. So, like, as Amar mar b'rei Ravina, motvina tiyufte klapei sanei Rav. We've got a kasha here to those who hate Rav, meaning to Rav himself, right? Le'olam hilchata k'divrei Beit Hillel. Halacha is always like Beit Hillel. And that the Gemara quotes from Masechet Eruvin, Daf Vav, and Roshana Yudalit. Two Gemaras, we'd say, that is it. Finished. End of story. Okay, we know, by the way, that except for a couple of halachot like a Beit Shammai, right? I'm saying, right, three, maybe seven, depending, but a couple of halachot like a Beit Shammai, right? So, le'olam, but as a rule, so Gemara says, you said on the one hand, le'olam alachak dibe hil, v'hadar, and then you immediately went back and said, tani v'harotze la'asor kedir Beit Shammai yaseh. As long as we don't take the chumras of Hillel and the chumras of Beit Shammai, the kulim of the kulim of Shammai, it's fine. But you can gilak Beit Shammai if you want. But how can you do that? We just say aloch is lak Beit Hillel, right? Good question, huh? It's a question everybody I went home and asked themselves yesterday, right? Second question is lo kashia. Kan kodem bat kol, kan laachar bat kol. Anybody remember that? It's in Erechin actually, I think. But we learned that Tanosh Lechna, that's Masha Acher. That's what the doctor of Shamaimi. That's a different bat call, right? So the Gemara said there was a bat call, right? That came out as a Gemara in Erchin, right?
Eruvin. That's what it says in Rashi.
It was about the stove, was it?
No, that's Tanosh Lechna. That's Rosh Lechna. Bat kol perik kame de eruvin. Sorry, I thought bat kol amra halacha b'hilal. Sorry. But once again, I remember seeing in the Masorah Shasya that they quoted Erchin. This might be a mistake. Hold on one second. Erchin daf bet amud bet. I'm not making it up. Erchin. Look at Masorah Shas. Masorah Shas is Erchin. In Masorah Shas.
Yeah, I've got Erchin.
Wow, interesting,
Here it says Eruvin.
No. Rashi brings Eruvin, and this says it's a very, very easy mistake, or it could be
in Erechin. This
it could be in Erechin as well. Where have you got Michael Erechin?
That's Tosfot.
Right, so where the Gemara actually said it, but the core for the halacha is in Erechin. Oh, maybe it's the same Gemara in Erechin. You know what? Maybe the Rashi is right that the bat kol itself was in Eruvin, but
in Eruvin.
The bat kol itself was in Eruvin, no. But the Gemara. Wait, 1 second. We'll find it now. The bet I would bet in Eruvin. I've got a bit of an open in front of me.
Look at the Tosfot.
What's the Dibur HaMatchil? Dibur HaMatchil. Which one?
Mishechetzio.
Mishechetzio Eved, Aval Eved Gamu Patrudichtiv Epenei Adon Hashem She'en Lo Adon Elohu Lehzun Lachim Zun Afa Gavdutana Beseif Ed Madin Ein Lehzun Vanim Meshucharin Derash Ed Madin Nevi Mishnah Achon Lechazru Lehem Behila Lohorot Kebet Shammai Vachi Yishkecha Vimerkam Ed Eruvin Davav Peg Edu Treifus In Chulin Lo'olam Alachak Behila Quats Agamor The Tosfot In Eruchim Adai Quats Agamor Here Lo'olam Alachak Behila Varotze Lachak Behila Ose Umokmin And Reish Lachar Batko Veseif Akodim Batko. Ah, so that the Mishra Shas there. Okay, everybody, we're clearing out. Look at the Mishra Shas. It says, Ayin Tosfot Erchin Bet Dibravach Mishechetzio. Okay, so that is the Tosfot there, is what he's referring about. It's quite amazing. So the Amishra Shas referred us to the Tosfot in Erchin, which quotes our Gemara as a makor for Misherotzer, talk about Shammai, Hillel, that machloket. But the actual Bat Kol itself is in Eruvin. Okay, we sorted that by now. Thank you. So now, so that's the first answer the Gemara gives. That's why it's not a stir of Ebad Ema. And there's another, you could also say, even Afl Achar Bat Kol, even after the Bat Kol, right? And this Gemara, by the way, we've learned. Right? This is in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Rabbi Yeshua, he d'amar ein mashkichin bebat kol mikol. Okay, bat kol, full stop. So there are two ways to learn the sugya. Either it was before the bat kol, or even after the bat kol. And Rabbi Yeshua, he says, we don't care about bat take kol. Therefore, the bat kol said, l'olam halach rabbi bat shama, we ignore it, and therefore, mishul, as long as you don't do this to kuchumas, otherwise you couldn't. Okay. The Gemara says, mikol makom kasha. Still kasha, why? Amar av tvut, kula kerav avda. Right? So what's going on over here? It says kula kashya. Let's keep out some Rashi's here. Rabbi Shlomo Bava Metzia, Rashi, the mikom makom kashya. Look at Rashi, the mikom makom kashya. The ketrei chumrei lo avdina. Right? Ketrei chumrei lo avdina. Right? So what is it? So it's still kashya, right? Because he, even if you say that you can do like Bahila, you can do like Beit Shammai, how could he still do the two Chumras? Amrav Tavut Kula Karav Avda. So he said, no. It wasn't a case of Rav didn't do everything here as two Chumras, but he paskin like Rav. Right? Basically, he had a makor for what he was doing, and it wasn't a case of being Machmir, Rak, Bahila, and Beit Shammai. Rashi says, "Stam shmatei de Rav bedare batrai." Rav Yehuda have amaluhu bebei midrasha. Right? This is a, basically this whole sugya was learned in the bei midrash from other generations. The chiyat Rav Yehuda chist amar lo tatzitu lehu lahane klale de kal Yehuda achim ishmei de Rav. So we just said a second ago, right? Amar Rav Tavut kulak Rav Avda. The Rav Yecheskel said like this: don't listen to them. The hane klale de kal Yehuda achi Mishmei derav. Right? Now look at Rabbeinu Gershom here for a second. At the very beginning of Rabbeinu Gershom. Lo tatzitu lahane klale dechal Yehuda achi mashma. Look what he's saying. What does he mean by this? Derav v'chule dehachi savrinan ma deitmar turbats haveshet. Rav amr b'mashuhu makom shchituhu. Rav Yehuda hid amr mishmei derav. So he says that whole halacha that we had yesterday, we said that the turbats haveshet is a makom shchita. And it's possible Mashahu, that was said, right? That was Rav Yehuda who said the name of Rav. He said, ignore that. It was this whole story of here of Rav telling us Makom Shchita. He says, chuck it out. Right? Ella. You can add in there like the Ella, right? But this is Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav said. Veshet natnu b'chachamim shiur. Right? Because we said according to us yesterday that what did Rav say? Rav said that the Veshet is Makom Shchita. If the Vesh was Makom Shchita, so then how do we end up having the Chumras of Behila and the Chumras of Beit Shammai, or the Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel? Because we said that Rav says Makom Shchita, but he said it's a Pasul B'kol Shehu, remember? And we said Shmuel said it's not a Makom Shchita. And we said, how do we have the Chumras of both? We said that it's not a Makom Shchita, and if it's not a Makom Shchita, then it should only be Pasul B'rov. But we said, no, we take the Chumra of Rav, we said that it's Pasul B'kol Shehu. You with me? That's how we cross-sectioned or we cross-fertilized, whatever the word is, pollinated, right? The idea between Rav and Shmuel. We said Rav said that it's a mashu. Shmuel says it's not a makom shchita. And with Shmuel's lo makom shchita and Rav's mashu, we made it pasul. But if Rav doesn't say it's a makom shchita, and Rav doesn't say that it's a mashu, then we haven't got that whole beginning here to be machmir like Rav and like Shmuel. You with me? Mm-hmm. Anybody with me? Mm-hmm. More or less? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or you're going to tell me like Lord Tatsitu, right? Okay, anyway, right? Look at the Bach here. How he fits in over here. He says like this. Ela amra veshet natnu bo chachamim shi'ur. Look at the Bach there. Midaka amar natnu bo chachamim shi'ur. Okay, says the Bach. From the fact that they gave a shi'ur, michlal de tur betzaveshet lav makom shchitehu. Uka amar b'mashu. See that? So it's not a case of Rav saying it's a makom shchita, and Shmuel saying not a makom shchita, and Rav saying b'mashahu, and Shmuel saying b'rov. He's saying no. So the fact that Chachamim, right, gave it a shiur, right, the fact that they gave it a shiur, it implies from that that it's not a makom shchita, and they said b'mashahu. So it was Rav and Shmuel. There's no machloket anymore between Rav and Shmuel. So not that Rav says that it is makom shchita and Shmuel says it isn't. Then we take the chumrah of Shmuel and Rav together. Rav himself says it's not a makom shchita and it's possible mashu. You with me? You not with me? Why you not with me? Huh? We want to say, we try to say yesterday was that we took the chumras of both, right? Now we're saying, actually, in fact, we didn't have the chumras of both. Because that understanding of Rav saying that it's makom shchita was incorrect. And that's what Rav Yerami Bar Yecheskel is saying. Lo tatzitu lehu lahani klale dechai Yehuda achi mishmai de Rav. Right, he's the one who said that Rav says makom shchita. It's not a makom shchita. And if it's not a makom shchita, we haven't got chumras of Rav and Shmuel anymore. Because they're both saying it's not a makom shchita. Just Rav says it's possible b'mashu, and Shmuel says it's possible b'rov. So we've got the chumras of Rav. We're saying Rav says it's not a makom shchita, and it's possible b'koshu. So no longer chumras of Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says, okay, so l'mala ad kamas. Now we go on to the two bats of veshet. Assuming that you can, right, on the veshet now, right? So the two bats of veshet is joar at the top, and the keresh, the stomach, they call it the kares. Is that the correct Hebrew word? Kares? I thought a keres. Is it a keres? Where does the word kares come from? Right, so we've got the esophagus runs between the throat and the stomach, right? The upper end is called the turbat zaveshet, and then it goes right into the stomach. So the Gemara now says, lemala ad kama, so as far up as you can go on that veshet, how far up can you go? So I'm Rav Nachman, ad kedei tfisat yad. Till an area you can grab it. Look at Rashi explains, what does tfisat yad mean? Right, tzarich lahaniach letzad harosh, keshalosh etzbaot va'arba, lashon mori azakein. I don't know what shalosh etzbaot va'arba means, but three or four maybe. Three or four fingers. In other words, if this is the veshet, like this, and here's the head, you got to go like that, and that's the area from down you can shech. In other words, that area here you can't shech. That's the highest you can go. Okay? Lemata ad kama. And another way, just look at Rashi. Rashi brings two shittas. He says that was Lashon Mori Azake. Va'ani shamati achizat chudei tzipornayim. That it's not for whole fingers like that, but it's just the sharp, the points of your nails. It's a much smaller amount. And he says, Rashi, v'harishon nirabena, but I agree with my mori. Right, that means better. Dechihai gav nelo mikrit, because that way of your fingernails is not called tfisat yad. Tfisat yad is when you hold it with your hand. And then, so that's on the upper limit, right? Then on the lower limit, lost my place, sorry. Lamata ad kama, and when you want to on the bottom, how far down the bottom? So Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravua, ad kedei sheyasir. Right? Look at Rashi. Sheyesham se'ar shegorin besakin mikeres apnimi. That when you go down at the bottom of the esophagus, you've got hairy parts. You got a picture there, Ed?
Oh, sure.
I can't really understand this. But you got like hairy parts. It says here, Rashi, that when you shecht with a knife there, the knife will pull the hair in from the stomach. Right? And therefore, it could cause a problem. So now the Gemara says like this. See Rashi there? Okay. So the Gemara says, Aini, but they've got a problem. It's a stereo here. V'ham ravina amar geniva mishmei derav. Tefach beveshet samuch lekeres. Where is that? The hairlock.
Papillae. It says it's called
minute hair-like
processes.
Yeah, okay, in Ed's book it's called hair-like papillae. Okay, so it's not really hairs, but it's obviously like little hairy types of things. And that's the hair-like papillae, and the esophagus comes down there. Okay. All right, gewalt. Okay. All right.
You asked.
Anna? Yeah. If you don't want to sleep. Alright? So now. Alright. So now we've got. So he says. So he said, wait a second. Didn't Ravina tell us? Already, when you a tefach beveshet samuch lekeres, within a tefach, close to the keres, it was the bottom tefach of that veshet, is already keres apnim, is already this keres. If it's the keres, you can't shecht in the keres, right? And you tell me where does it become hairy? It's already the keres, right? Look at Rashi, tefach beveshet mikri keres. The kesal kedat. What do we think? The law azil se'ar betocha veshet. We are thought that the hair doesn't come into the veshet, velo midi, right? The nothing. Va'atamart ad makom shes yasir. And you're telling me now, all the way up to the place where there's hair, right? And the Shulam HaKubetz changes that there, not to daha, but dahu, right? Dahu ad sofa veshet kulo matzi shachit. You're telling me now I can go all the way to the end of the veshet. Right, but wait a second, Kevin de la Veshet is no longer the Veshet, because we now said according to Rav, to Ravina, that is already the Keres. So how can you shechte?
Also, you have to cut through the ribs if you want to get there.
You're right, but let's say that you can cut through the ribs. Let's say that you can. Right, that's not a problem. You cut through the ribs and now we want to get to the Siman. Because you've got to cut through, wherever you shecht, you've got to cut through something, right? You want to get to the esophagus and the kani, you've got to cut through the neck. If you want to give, whatever you wear, you're going to have to cut through something. I agree with you. For us, it's a problem because we've grown up in this mindset that shechita is this like very, like you keep on saying, right? Like this very painless surgical procedure which happens quickly in an instant. We've seen that it's not the case. So we extract ourselves from that mindset. Let's say you go get the nut. We're really interested in the simani. We don't care anything else at the moment, right? So zeo keres apnimi, amai, ki keshachit, ke keres keshachit. The Gemara says, you're right, now you shecht in the keres. So how can you say that? That's the lower part of the, ema, the Gemara says, you're right. Let's rephrase this. Ema tefach ba keres, samuch leveshet, zehu keres apnimi. He says, you know what? He says, the tefach ha keres, samuch lerashi, dahainu tefach rishon shel keres, havek keres apnimi, unukuvuto b'mashu, ve'etz ha-mashu. Unifishu nechba b'makom ha-meitzar. And now, David, look here. And now, since it's tucked away, bein tzlaot hachazeh, between the ribs of the chest, karilei pnimi. V'chol shara keres karimadit in achitzona, v'nidonit bekriat rubo. So he says there's a difference here. He makes a distinction between the two parts of the stomach. He says because the one, that part is tucked away behind the ribs, and maybe what you're saying is difficult to get this, even a mashahu would make it pasul. The rest of the stomach, which is more exposed, needs a rov to be pasul, a big tear, for it to be a damaged stomach. There is something to what you're saying, but it doesn't affect us if the shechita is concerned. All right. So now, another possibility of answering the story of the lower part of the veshet, ki ka'amar Rav batura. When Rav said, Rav, what did Rav say? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu, ad she yasir. But there wasn't Rav. Tefach beveshet, samuch lekeres, zehu keres apnimi. Ravina said up to the hairy part. Rav said that already the keres, the tefach, the last tefach. So he said, Gemara said, maybe when Rav said what he said about the tefach, that last tefach, right, being samuch lekeres, you're talking about a shore which is very hairy. So therefore, the different measurements depend on the different size of the animals. So if it's not a very hairy animal, you can go lower down. If it's a very hairy animal, you've got to go higher up. Okay, because the hair would extend, and we don't want to shecht in an area where it's hairy, because that can affect our shechita. Okay. Now we go back. We spoke yesterday about the turbat zaveshet, right? And we spoke about remember the turbat zaveshet. Actually, a picture over here. The turbat zaveshet. By the way, I looked again, and right? I was completely wrong. Those thick rings were around the kaneh, not the veshet. The kaneh is what's protected by those thick rings. The veshet is behind it, and it's just basically like a muscle. There's nothing protecting it. I got completely confused. So that cover and that, everything was all in the kaneh. I made a mistake yesterday. So now, the turbat zaveshet is that upper part of where the esophagus goes in to the lower cheek of the animal. It's worthwhile taking a second to look at the pictures, if you've got a picture there. Right? you can see very clearly that the lower cheek, basically the veshet goes, is attached to the lower cheek, and it makes sense because it swallows from the lower, it chews with the lower cheek. It's all connected, that whole part of the body, and then it swallows the food. So Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, Turbat HaVeshet, he says like this, Shenital Kulo Milechi. If the Turbat HaVeshet, this bottom part, is completely removed from the Lechi, it's still kosher. Right? Still kosher. V'tanetuna. Now we haven't seen this for a long time, this Tanatuna, right? What does Tanatuna mean? Look at Rashi. V'tanetuna, it's the third Y lines of Rashi. Tana de matnitin de pirkin. Messiah, the Tana of our Mishnah helps this Mamar here of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. And Rashi says, Tona is Kamo Tana Didan. Okay, so Tana Tona, remember we used to see a lot in the Zikin. Tana Tona, and our Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, Tana Tona is like Tana Didan. Right? Like Tona Didan. I don't know. Right. So the Tana Didan helps him. Okay. And how does he help? Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, Turbat HaVeshet Shintal Kulo Milechi, V'tana Tuna, our Tana, helps him, because the Mishnah says, right, it's not a Mishnah which we learned. It wasn't in our Mishnah which we learned at the beginning of the Peirik. It's a Mishnah which will come up on Daf Nun Dalet, I think. What's the Rashas there? Nun Dalet.
Yeah.
Amud?
Aleph.
Nun Dalet Aleph. So if you look at Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, you'll see the new Mishnah there. Right, ve'eluk sher behemah nikva hagargeret or she sadka or kavod ad shekra nikeva lev lo melech nishbra shidra nisaka chut shela nitla hakavel shtei himelak kezayit amezev berakosot shenikvu ba shenikvu ze letoch ze nital hatchol nitlo akayot nital lechi hatachton. Okay, a whole lot of things here. Remember, we had in our things, actually I made a mistake, I'm going to apologize, I want to go back. So every day we're going to go over the Dan Chanak Nefesh. Right? Let's just go over one more time quickly, please. Dan is Drusa. Right? Drusa. Then Nun is Nakuv, or Natul, or Nafal. It could be either the three Nuns, right? Then there's Chet, is Chaser. So that's the story we're discussing now, right? Nital, somebody's taken us, right? Chaser. Then we've got another Nun, which we said was either the three Nunim, right? Then we've got the Kuf is Karua, right? It's torn, right? We've got another Nun again. And then we've got the Pei, it is Pasuk. Remember, there were two things that were Pasuk. There was the Chut HaShidra, and there was the Kane. Remember, those two things are the Pasuk. And then there was Chanak Nefesh. The Shin was Shavur, broken. Okay, so there was the three Nuns were Natul, Nafal and Nekev, Chaser, Pasuk, right? Then there was Karua, and then there was Shavur. Okay, you got it, right? Okay, every day we'll go over it, then it'll be like at the Haggadah, every day you go, Datsach, Adash, Matzi, Matzi, how's it go? No, but you, at the Seder, you start at Motzi, how does it start?
Kadesh
Urchatz, right. So we'll do this every day, we'll start at Kadesh, and then we'll know it properly, all right. So now, no, after, no. Right. So now, so he says over here that Rav Nachman says, well, Turbat HaVeshet, she nital kulo milechi kasher. And our Mishnah helps him, but suppose saying, nital lechi atachton kasher. So we got it from both sides, right? Shmuel says if you take out the Turbat HaVeshet, and our Mishnah says if you rip out or if you're missing the lechi. So each one's talking from a different direction, right? But they're both essentially saying the same thing. Once it's been separated. So the Matkivar Papa says, what are you talking about? How can you tell me over there, this kasha here is on Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Turbat HaVeshet. If you take out Turbat HaVeshet, it's kulo, it's okay, but you got ikura simanim. Because when you rip out the Turbat HaVeshet, you ripped out the Veshet. The Veshet and the Kane are the two simanim, right? For Shchita, then they're gone. If the simanim are gone, the animal's treifa. So Gemara says, why are you getting excited about Rabbi Shmuel? To Rabbi Papa, Kashi Amad Nidin. Why don't you have a Kashi on our Mishnah? Nita Lechi Tachton Kashi, if you rip out the lower cheek. Because we're assuming the same thing, right? If you take out the lower cheek, you've also ripped out the Simanim. Right? Look at Rashi there, Mat Nidin. Diktani Kasher, because we said it's kosher. Right? Nita Lechi Tachton, look there. V'chevan she Nita Lechi. Since you've taken out the lechi, nitle shuha simanim, you've separated the simanim. Shevelechti atachlem chulim, because they connect to the bottom lechi. Right? So the Gemara says no. Rapapa asked his question specifically on Shmuel and not on the Mishnah. Why? Because bishlom matnitin rapapa lo kasha. Why is the Mishnah okay? Because when the Mishnah said that you take the lechi, the cheek out, ha de iakur iakuri, ha de igum igumi me'alavei simanim. What does that mean? Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says ha de ikurikuri ikur simanim. When you rip out the simanim, havei kashenekar haveshet min alechi min abasa. How do you cause a problem to the simanim? When you take the veshet, when you pull out the veshet, there you rip off the simanim. Right? But how the agimi gumei mirabei simanim shenigmam halechi nevasa, when you take the lechi, the cheek off the meat, shemutalas, which is resting on the simanim, bein halechi vahasiman, between the lechi and the siman, delav ikuru, why aren't you now ripping out the simanim? Shehasimanim me... urin babasar, right? They're sort of like attached into the meat. So the words, what he's saying is the lechi is the upper level, and you're taking the lechi off, the cheek off, the simanim are still connected into the meat of the animal, not necessarily into the cheek. That's how I understand this Rashi. However, so that's why when the Mishnah said you take off the lechi, we can understand you taking the lechi off and leaving the simanim still attached to the body. However, Shmuel, what's happening with Shmuel? Because Shmuel said that you took out the Turbat Zaveshet, which is the siman itself. Right? So look at that. Ele le Shmuel Kashia. Right? Look at Shmuel Kashia. Hadra papa de dide, ikusimanim. Because there is mamish ikusimanim. The kamar Turbat Zaveshet shenital. When you take out the Turbat Zaveshet, the mashma shehaveshet levado nitak v'nitlash min abasar. You've ripped the veshet from the meat. The lechi you can take off nicely and leave the rest of the animal intact. But when you remove the veshet, you remove the siman. So Gemara says, Lord Taima, so Gemara says, you're right. So how do we fix up this Rabbi Shmuel? We say like this. Shmuel originally said, Rabbi Shmuel, Turbat Zaveshet shenital kulo. The whole Turbat Zaveshet. He said, don't say kulo. Ela eima rubo. Just say that the majority of the Turbat HaVeshet was taken off, but still a part of it is connected, therefore the simanim is still attached. And then we don't see if they have a problem. Right? But the Gemara says, look at the Meshur HaShas there of Hay. It says, Nusach Acher Vaha. Right? Vaha. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Shmuel. Simanim Shenil Dil Delu Veruban Treifa. Right? We had that yesterday, right? We had the Mishnah Shas. That hay there is in yesterday, in 2 days ago's daf, right? On Mem Bet Amud Bet, we said there over here, we had Nidul Delu HaSimanim. Remember that? It was one of the first things we learned in the Peirek. We said there. Yeah. Look here. If you look at that, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I actually marked it. Yeah, it starts off. The first word in the sentence is treifa. It says Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, simanim shenil doldelu beruban treifa. Remember, we had those four simanim that we spoke about, and this was the fourth one, right? We said that if it's nil doldelu, and look what Rashi said, nitleshu bekam makot. We looked at a couple of places. It's still connected here and there, but it's basically dangling. Right? We said it was treifa. So now you're telling me that how do we sort out Shmuel by saying it wasn't the whole tushbet veshet, but most of it, but then you got a dangling, and we said dangling is treif. So Amar Rav Shisha Barei Dravidi had the akpal ikpulei, right? Vaha the efrok ifruke upsukata gargeri. So it depends. Depends how you do it. Look at Rashi here. The akpalak pule she niklaf me ala basar. It was like peeled off the animal. When it's peeled off, it's also done very gently. A kapel kmo ve niklaf, right? Like udomelo ve kaflu etaven. Okay. And so one is when you peel it off nicely, so you get most of it off, but the rest is still very finely attached. And the other, and when would it be treif? The ifruk afruke, k'davar ha'ne'ekar b'koach, if you rip it off with force. So again, it depends. If you did it very gently, you'd have the simanim on dagling. You take a bit of the majority of the turbat aveshet, but the rest that remains is very nicely attached. And then if you rip it out, then it'll become trefa. And that is when we said, basically we can sort out Shmuel very nicely. We've got no longer a problem. When the Mishnah said you take off the lechi, you cut it off very gently. When Shmuel said you take off most of the siman, you took it off very gently and you left everything else intact. Bottom line is, manage this all very gently, don't be violent, everything will be okay. Okay, now we finished the first halacha of the Mishnah, which was the veshet. Now remember the Mishnah said, we started off in the Mishnah that said, like this, out of travels by him, and nekuvat haveshet. And then Psukat HaGargeret. Yeah. Now we're on to Psukat HaGargeret. New Mishnah, new Halacha, Psukat HaGargeret. Right? Right, okay. Tana like this. The Gemara like this. Tana, Kama Psukat HaGargeret. So how much is it for the Gargeret to be Pasuk, right? To be cut off in order for it to be Treifa? Beruba. Majority. V'chama Beruba. Now what? How much is this Ruba? What is this Ruba? Right, how do we count the Ruba? So Rav Amar Rav Ovya, VaAmrila Rav Chalala. Okay, so now we start to get very technical. The kane, right, is not a perfectly round thing, right? It's what's the shape? What do you call that shape? Like not oval. It's like, how do you call that? Like narrow at the bottom, wide at the top. What do you call that shape?
Is it pear
shape? Like a pear shape. Okay, thank you. Cone, pear is a nice. Right. So it's like more pear shaped. Now, if you look, you've all got pictures, you've got like a cross section of the kane. So you can see that the kane, the inner circle of the kane is pretty round, but around it, the walls of the kane are not round. They're more elliptical, I think that's the word, right? They're more elliptical. So you've got a wider, the top part, you sit to the top of the kane, it's got a wider wall than the bottom of the kane. So now the question is as follows, is Rav Ovya, does it mean you've cut through the majority of the wall? And we don't care about the inside where you've got to with your knife. If this is it, right, look here. If you're cutting through over here, does the knife have to come? This is the halal and this is the wall. Do we want Rav Chalal, that the knife has gone through most of the half of the halal? Or do we say no, when it's gone through most of the wall? Because now we've got a problem. This upper wall is thicker than this wall. So what's most of the wall? And when we say most of the wall, do we say any part of the halal? That's the two opinions over here, right? We're gonna skip over all the technical details, because I don't think it's really so necessary for us. We'll just read the first part of the Rashi. Rashi like a Rav Ovya. Yeshomrim Rav Ovya Dofe. Those who say the majority of the wall. Even if you don't even get to the halal. Right? So you don't even penetrate the halal. You just cut the wall. Now we can understand that could be a bit difficult. Why would that be a bit difficult? Because we've been speaking up until now about Nekev. So now we're going to say that the kane is not dependent at all on a nekev. It's a separate din, it's posek. No, we said there was chok nefesh, chok chanak nefesh. And the pay was posek. And posek, we said, applied to the kane and to the chut hashidra. So we can say that the din of nakuv is not relevant at all with the kane. And it's only posek. And what is posek is this. Or we can say, no, even Posek would agree that you have to have penetrated the hole. There has to be a hole, right? And that's, I think, the way you can learn. Look at Rashi here. Veshibushu, says Rashi. And that's incorrect. Don't think that. To M. Cain, look what he says. If that's the case, Chamur hakane min aveshet. Then up until now, we understood always that the kane needs to have what? Rov simanim. And the veshet needs to have what? B'mashu. So where were we more machmir? On the veshet or the kane? On the veshet. So says Rashi, if suddenly you're telling me that the rov is just the wall, not even going into the halal, then we're now becoming more machmir on the kane than on the veshet. Where did they get the halal? It doesn't make sense, right? The ilu veshet nikev, the ilu veshet Nikev or achitzon below or apnimi kasher. Because the veshet, if the hole just penetrates the wall and doesn't go into the halal, it's kosher. Achi nakev le halal, till it goes to the halal. How can the kaneh be more machmir than the veshet? Okay, is that clear, right? That really, I think, is for us the most important part of this, obviously. Okay. So that's Rav Ovadia. V'amalei Rav Chalala. Right, look at the bottom of Chalala. Skip down all the way now, down like 15 lines of Rashi. Right, I think that if Robert was here, he and Aryeh would be laughing at me now, but it's fine. Right, Eina treifa ad she yipasek rov hachalal. V'ovi atnuch eino mashlim rov. And this wall part over here, right, doesn't affect the halal. We ignore the walls. We want rov halal. So you've got to first go through the top, the tnuch is like the schus, what do you call it, like the cartilage. Cartilage on the top. So you've got to go through once you get to the tuch. And therefore we understand that. Right, that's Rashi says. So now, Hayi Psukat HaGargeret. Yesterday we had the story of the Tarbut Saveshet, when it came in front of Rava, right? So here we've got the case of Psukat HaGargeret. The Atay Lekame de Rav. That came in front of Rav for a Shaila. Yati Vukabadek Leber of Ovia. So he sat and he made the whole decision based on Rav Ovia. Amulei Rav Kahane, Rav Asir Rav. So these are his Talmidim, right? Limdatanu Rabbeinu, Barov Chalala. What are you doing checking the Rav Ovia of the wall? You taught us that how do we check a Kane? Check a Kane, Barov Chalala. Right, so what did Rav do? I don't know if it was out of shock or whatever the case was. But Shadru Lekame, Rabbe Barachana. He sent it to Rabba. So Rav didn't want to get involved anymore. He sent it off to Rabba for Rabba to do the checking. Look at Rashi, yeah? Shadra, Rav Lekame to Rabba. Right? So to Rabba. Rav sent it to Rabba. Bad Kabarov Chalala. So Rabba, like we know, Bad Kabarov Chalala. He checked in with him, drove to the Chalal, the Ikhshra, and made it kosher. And not only did he make it kosher, but look what happened. Rabba, the Zaban Minei Betleisar Istiri Pshita Bisha. Rav even bought 13 slaim value of meat from the guy whose animal it was. Now Rashi gives us a calculation. Is it a discount? We're not sure. Look here. Look at Rashi there quickly. What betleisar istri pshita? He says istri is slaim medina. It's a regular coin, right? Just like your common coin. Shem pshutim v'kalim. Easy to walk around like a shekel today, right? Like a full shekels in. I think yeah. Do I still make shekels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Istra Balagina.
Okay. Is that it's Istra. That's a right. Makes a kish, he makes a noise. Right. It's a chai shake, right. See, that's Istri, right? So Rashi says a pshuti makalim, and he says Istri stam is not an Istri of a pshiti, a regular Istri, is sla'in tsuri, right? Which is a seller equal to 4 dinar. And an Istri pshiti is a seller medina. It's a shminit of a seller tsuri. So it's actually half a dinar. Rashi says the hainu chatzi dinar. Klamina ba'chov el chavero. So istra is pagla zuzev akari lehatam sele medina. Okay, just to be honest with you, actually had to write this all out. It made it clear to me, right? But a dinar is a zuz.
So was that a good deal?
So he bought it. So it seems like what Ari is saying. It seemed very, very cheap. Right? It seemed like he bought it very, very cheap. Because if he bought it for 13 of these, right?
Because it wasn't
so
he's
saying that it's a half a dinar. So basically, it's like about 6 dinar, right? 6 zuz. And in Matayim zuz, we learned last night, right? Matayim zuz is like what is the definition of an ani, right? If you've got less than Matayim zuz, so you're an ani, and you can go take money from the gemach. That's halacha. Matayim zuz. We spoke about last night, right? So this is 6 zuz. So it's a pretty little amount of money, right? And you bought a lot of meat, right? So the Gemara says, how did Rav do this? How did he buy the meat? So the first question the Gemara asks is, how could Rav do this? Rav, how could Rav do this? Rav was metame, right? How could he metaher? Asar ein chaver rashal, and same so too. If one chacham is asar something, other his chaver can matir it. What is that? Shani hacha. Here it's different. Why? The Rav lo asar meisa. Rav didn't really osir it. Rav was just in the process of checking it when his Talmidim said, "What are you doing?" And then he shipped it off to Rabba. So Rav himself didn't actually do it. Look at Rashi there. Asar Meisar. Right? Is there Rashi there? Asar Meisar. Asar Dahachi have a Baile Mivdekei Barov.